Phone Boy Speaks, episode 761, Cell Phone Flashbacks.
There was a time in my life when I didn't have a cell phone, and chances are neither did you. It was definitely a long time ago, back in the early 80s is I think when they started appearing in the American landscape, at least. And they have likewise have become, an indispensable part of pretty much everybody's lives. You can get them, in any shape, size, and color just about. Of course, back in the 80s, they were rather big. And yeah, you could put them in the car. And oh, by the way, the cell phones could only make and receive phone calls, a novel concept. And they were also thousands of dollars. But, all of that has changed. And now they're like was predicted. They're now, something we can carry around in our pocket. And the cost of the service has come way down too. I remember my first cell phone plan in the 90s, and granted, this was still probably cheaper than what it was, say, in the 80s, you're talking, dollar a minute or something. And that didn't even include long distance. So it was just even more ridiculous. So it's interesting to see this report from 1983 that CBS News has up about what the state of the art for cellular telephones or mobile phones back in 1983 in the United States. And there was a time when you could only have like a few tens of calls going, and in 1983 the cell technology that came out, what meant that you could have around 50,000 calls an hour in a metropolitan area like Chicago. And it's just really interesting to see this is my lifetime, that's how this technology has changed. And of course, I remember, not having a cell phone because it was so prohibitively expensive. And now, of course, it's, it's pretty inexpensive, and most people can get them, and even just for basic phone service. And, even the smartphones are starting to become cheaper. And now all this, it's like the whole technology is just, it's getting ridiculous. But it is fun to see the beginnings. You can take a look at this in the show notes. It's actually a cool little article, or it's also a video too, if you want to watch it rather than read it. But it's there in text if that's your druthers. But yes, it's cool to see how the technology has evolved and I won't say that in 1983 that's the humble beginnings, because I know Nokia was doing this stuff in the 70s in Europe, but this is the first time, the first time that it was showing up in the American landscape, and so or becoming something that was maybe more mainstream. So that's a short 32 years ago. That's some people haven't been alive that long, and they just don't and can't conceive of a time before cell phones. And my kids can't conceive of a time before the internet, because it's always been there for them. And so it's who knows in another 20 years or so what will come and what will overtake cell phones and stuff. But this is as I say, if you want a little bit of historical perspective on mobile phones, this report's I'd say a good report to go take a look at.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.